Hello, this is Susan Smith-Nash, and you're listening to A Few Thoughts on e-learning. So today we're going to talk about developing creativity and critical thinking skills in e-learning. You might be surprised to find that after you've taken a few courses via e-learning or mobile learning, that your critical thinking skills and creative problem-solving abilities have been boosted in many ways. You have become much more adept with managing information, software, and mobile devices. Further, you classify, identify, and work with data much more quickly. The learning activities that used to frustrate you are now easy for you to successfully complete. So how did this happen? A number of techniques that are utilized in traditional courses are highly effective in e-learning. For example, Birbach and others have noted that journal writing can be used to improve your student critical thinking, to improve critical thinking for students and for basically anybody. But not just any kind of journal writing will yield results. The assignments must be crafted carefully, and you must be willing to be open to writing about your thoughts and experiences as they relate to the course content and instructional material. Such reflective journal writing can lead to fairly amazing results in retention of content, ability to synthesize ideas, develop self-awareness, and become adept at problem solving. In fact, there are some indications that reflective journal writing is one of the best building blocks for developing solid academic writing skills. Applying the issues discussed in the course readings to real-life situations is one way of developing reflective journal assignments. And texts do not just have to consist of written words. In fact, text is often expanded to mean anything that can be read or interpreted, and which includes a symbol system. Films are a great example of texts that most students have read and are comfortable with discussing with each other. Instructors such as Wirtz have used films successfully to stimulate debates, discussions, and analysis in small groups. Active learning is also vital in developing critical thinking skills. Critics of distance learning often point to the fact that it can be possible for a student to remain fairly passive and not engage in a discussion with a group or collaborative learning. However, in typical e-learning courses, discussion boards create an effective place to require students to engage in focused analysis of each other's work and to suggest revisions. Mobile learning engages students on yet another active level if it is possible to post blogs or discussion boards and to participate in a massively multiplayer online role-playing game, a morgue, or a simulation. Further, if mobile devices allow interaction on at least a text message level, quick responses can be obtained, which could assuage some of the problems of time lag. An e-learning course that forces students into an intensive practice role rather than a role that just asks them to simply read lectures has been demonstrated to be more effective in increasing critical thinking. So, becoming self-aware by writing reflective journals and testing your ideas by sharing them with others are excellent ways to develop critical thinking skills. It is not quite enough, though. What if your underlying logic is flawed? How do you know if your thesis statement is a good one? And how do you know if you are adequately supporting your argument? According to Halpern, you have to know how to shape an argument, which requires you to have a thorough understanding of the rules of evidence and logic. And so it's interesting that Halpern writes partially because she is concerned by what she sees as a disturbing willingness of college students to believe in the paranormal, which she suggests runs counter to the critical thinking one should develop in college. For example, she points out one campus survey that found that more than 99% of individuals believed in the paranormal, including in the existence of at least one paranormal phenomenon, which could include healing crystals, ghosts and spirits, the efficacy of horoscopes, psychic healing, astral travel, and more. Now, while an online instructor would not want to throw a wet blanket on one's student's entertainment, it is definitely worth noting that there are probably limits to how far one will really go in developing critical thinking skills, especially if developing objectivity means destroying or undermining one's beliefs. So this is Susan Smith Nash, and you've been listening to Thoughts on E-Learning.